in Michigan pretty well. I think people outside Michigan might know it even better than we do, and that's the idea, is for people in Chicago and Cleveland and Toronto and elsewhere to know that Michigan is a great destination, and it really seems to have worked. It's not currently being funded by the state of Michigan. What is at this point? The budget is upside down. The state is upside down. But we sure hope here in our Blue Water area, at least I speak for myself, but I think a lot of other people too, hope that we see a continuation of Pure Michigan advertising to bring people to our great state.
I will second that, and I will also say that on some of my trips to the UP, I have run into several people, a couple occasions now, from northwest Indiana, so Chicago Metro, where they say those ads are constant there.
It has been far too long since I've visited Chicago. I've got friends there that there for a while. I was getting there once a year, every year, a year and a half, and I'm long overdue to get back over there. But the last time I was there, maybe about, 4 or 5 years ago, just about every bus that went by in the city of Chicago had a Pure Michigan banner on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that tells you something.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Pure Michigan, a lot of people heading out of town this weekend, sure. I would assume, even though the stay-at-home orders are in place down here, a good chunk of the northern half of the state is open. Businesses reopening, people maybe going to their second homes and cottages and that sort of thing. And, I completely understand why people would want to get out of town. I'm actually hoping to do that as well. But just want to share a couple words of caution. Whether you are coming to Port Huron or the Thumb, you know, to go to the beach here locally, or if you're going up north or the UP, patience and social distancing. Mm-hmm. Please continue to do both of those things.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go to the bars or go to the restaurants like normal, and you may be asked to do things that might not go with your either narrative of this whole pandemic or with what you think is the correct way. But these are businesses trying to stay alive, trying to reopen so they can pay their employees. And please respect them and what they might ask you to do.
You know, it's interesting. People have been complaining about, I went to this store and half the people weren't wearing masks. And I went to this other store and they wouldn't let me in without a mask. Keep in mind, stores are private enterprises. It's not government run or government controlled, and the governor is not telling you that you have to wear a mask at Meijer or Menards or anywhere else. It's up to that store to police that. And, when we talk about small retail operations, it's up to them to determine whether or not to ask you to wear a mask. You can be asked to leave the store because you're not wearing a mask at any store. That's their right as a store owner, whether it's a large chain of stores or a little mom and pop gift shop.
Yeah, and same thing goes with if you're going to the beaches or parks this weekend or doing anything out of doors, please keep your distance and respect the fact that if you don't agree with what's happening, people are trying to make sure that your experience is safe and other people's experience is safe. So even if you don't politically agree with it, at least realize that the public is trying to make it safe and these businesses and governments are trying to reopen the economy and let you get out and enjoy some of those things that people have been wanting to do for months now, but do it in a responsible manner. I'm looking at going up to some places this weekend that are open for business, but I'll tell you what, the last thing I'm going to do is crowd into a bar on Memorial Day weekend in northern Michigan. That is the last place I want to be. I'll be outside, maybe around the campfire, maybe around a barbecue or something like that. But I am not going to be packing into one of these places, and I hope many people aren't either.
Well, I'm not even sure that restaurants will be open. I guess they will be open with limited seating in that northern Michigan area, right?
Yeah, and outdoor seating, limited seating, yeah.
But what's not going to be open, barber shops, including in northern Michigan, pet groomers and nail salons, that's statewide. Gyms will not be open. So if there are some of those services that you've really been looking forward to, you're not going to be able to get any of those, or at least shouldn't be able to get those up north until after the 28th at the earliest.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, there's also speculation here now that other portions of the state might be opened up in time for this weekend, perhaps to curtail that surge of traffic that might be expected to northern Michigan this weekend.
That's a consideration.
So maybe we might look at stuff closer to us starting to open up.
It's possible.
So people don't have to travel so far to partake in some of those long overdue, things that people have been, have pent up demand to partake in.
There's obviously a great desire on behalf of business owners and the public to open things up. And I have seen some businesses in the last week, locally and elsewhere in the state, that have announced that they are reopened and obviously taking all the precautions. We're wearing masks. You got to wear masks. We're social distancing. You can't congregate. Blah 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 blah. But I look at it and I say, I don't remember the governor saying that that type of business is essential or can reopen. By the way, you've been closed for the last 2 months. Why today? Why this week? And I'm not calling anybody out or anything. I'm just saying that seems to be what's happening a lot here in Lower Michigan right now, is a lot of businesses are saying, the heck with it. We're tired of being closed. They're not making a big deal out of it. And I'm not talking about the barber in Owosso. I'm just talking about stores that maybe weren't considered essential stores that have been closed for 2 months that said, that's it. We're opening the doors. We're going to be careful about it, but we can't stay closed anymore.
And even though that might be going against what the state is asking, I think that's a responsible move. I've seen a lot of places offering, curbside, some places opening up, but with very limited services and limited capabilities. And I think we'll see more of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a trickle, though, and it's not going to be a surge. It's going to be a slow and steady, I think, of gradually reopening, both voluntarily and once the orders are lifted. Certainly when more things become legal, we'll see even more businesses start to reopen. But I also know of some places in northern Michigan this weekend who are still concerned and will not be opening either. So there are some bars, restaurants, breweries, that sort of thing, that do not plan on being open this weekend, even though they're in that territory that's now allowed to reopen, simply for that reason that they don't feel comfortable with their employees or their customers on being able to provide adequate protection in order to reopen. So I guess the bottom line is try to stay put this weekend. I know it's hard, and I'm going to be guilty of it too. First, try to stay put. If you do leave town, be sensible, be respectful, and don't plan on things being like they were before the pandemic.
Right. Yeah. Keep your distance from people, and that's going to be for the long term. It's not not just this weekend, but it's going to be for the next several weeks and months, and who knows for how long. But you make a good point about just being patient with people, especially like at the beach. Those are kids that work at the beach. Those are kids with summer jobs, letting you into the parking lot. And so if they say, sorry, parking lot's full, even though there's a lot of empty spaces, or whatever the case is, that's somebody's kid that's working there. So just go easy on them. Be patient and just try and enjoy the fact that it's going to be nice. I mean, the weather is going to be fantastic, and that we can do a little bit more now than we could a week or so ago. The governor may be announcing some more easing of restrictions at her next press conference, which we kind of thought was going to be today. I kind of wonder right now with everything going on in Midland, that's where her focus is right now, is the emergency declaration in Midland. She had an overnight press conference on that, and we'll probably want to address that again today. So we'll let you know when the governor's going to speak. And, of course, we'll bring it to you here on WPM.
Yeah, yeah, it might be this afternoon. She has been on this Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule mm-hmm. as of late, but no official word yet. And just a few more things regarding the situation in Midland, you know, the evacuations and the flooding there and with the breaking of the dams and that sort of thing. This is really, I can't think of a worse time that this happen, unfortunately,
yeah.
with everything else going on with the coronavirus pandemic. And it's honestly unbelievable what is happening there when we're talking about 10,000 people having to move and move out of that area, and so many homes and property being damaged as a result.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess. I mean, where are you supposed to go? Are you supposed to go stay with relatives and or family? That's what the governor said, but that's exactly what we've been told not to do for the last 2 months. But it's an emergency situation. It's extenuating circumstances. They do have shelters available for people there, but thoughts and prayers with all the people in Midland and in surrounding communities that are affected by the breaking of that dam. Overnight. We'll have more on that coming up at the bottom of the hour here on WPHN, which we're getting close to. It's 9:23.